Freddie, that comeback, coming back so many times in this building the way it was, what does that say about the character and the belief of this team?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Not an easy building to play in, but we controlled our emotions pretty well. I think running around a little bit too much in a second, but other than that, I think we were really, really good at trying to slow the game down and keep the composure and get some huge goals.
You had a few big saves, none bigger than the little save there late in regulation. Just take us through that.
Yeah, I mean, they had the puck over there on my right side, and I knew I had a feeling I was going to pass it, but I couldn't really see through the guys where the puck went, but then I tracked it over and kind of just got my arm on it. And then luckily it landed right on Stoney, so I could cover it. So that was good.
Were you surprised by the look at the crowd and how loud they were?
No, I think we played up here in the season, regular season, but everything was a little bit louder today, and it was really fun to play in. Really special environment.
Ricky scored some huge goals this year. Just another one for the lure for Carter Kell.
Yeah, of course. Overtime goals are always nice because you get the win, obviously. So that was really nice to see.
The fourth one of the series, one of the hardest of all to get. What do you expect here in a couple of days?
Yeah, we just got to get reset and take a new game. It's going to be just as important and keep our emotions here in the next game, and they're probably going to be louder. So we got to be sharp again early, and then keep it on all game.
As a goaltender, how loud it is, does that present you with any challenges, or are you able to block that out tonight?
I mean, yeah, you get a lot of noise in your ears, but you kind of just enjoy it. I think it's one of the things, like, you don't get to play in these buildings that often. I mean, growing up, I was playing in smaller cities in Denmark, and they didn't have that many people with that kind of noise, so it was really special. I think in the playoffs, that's how most buildings are, and this was one of the best crowds I've seen. It's awesome to see how much passion they have up here, and yeah, that's we want to have them. It's fun to play during the game, and then it's nice when they get quiet after.
So it's nice when they're noisy, but it's even better when they're quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
how do you guys keep doing it? I'm sorry if you're repeating yourself, but how does this team keep doing it?
We just have that confidence, and I think we've shown it all year, so there's no reason that we shouldn't have it. And we just keep it up in the playoffs. I guess it's really nice to see that we all battle and work our asses off the whole game, and I mean, it's not always going to be like this, but the way we work, it's going to be a lot of times where we come back and get these huge goals at the right times.
Now, this is three straight in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
teams are usually not supposed to do that.
Well, we'll see how it. I haven't seen it that many times before, but it's nice to see. It's still just one goal lead, so it's not, we come back like three nothing or something like that, but still, we get those huge goals. We know it's only one shot going into the third, and we have a tight game, so we just keep believing that we can get it past him, and that's what happens when we go to the net.
The 3-0 series lead is usually pretty commanding, pretty sure, but I mean, last year the Kings overcame being down 3-0 in East San Jose. Do you guys, keep cautious? Do you just kind of keep your heads down and just,
Yeah, we like you said, keep our heads down and look forward to Wednesday. That's fourth one. Like you say, it's always the hardest, and you're going to have a really desperate team, even more than today. So we got to get reset and focus on next game.
Did you get the piece of little shot that nicked off of the post, and then how did you make that save right after that?
I don't know. Maybe it might have gotten a little bit, but yeah, just he had it on my right side, but I couldn't really see it through the guy, so I kind of ended up on my stomach a little bit going over there, and I just kind of tried to get my arm up, and it hit me, and then luckily it hit Stoney as well, so I could cover it right away.